The Lord bless you, my dear heart-dwelling family. I want to share with you that I just happened to watch President Trump's update on the MS-13 gang, which has been used for abducting children and fomenting riots to destabilize our government. One of our heart dwellers, who is a retired commander from the Army, watched with horror all the gang did in Seattle. And he, being highly trained, recognized very clearly every stage of what they did and what they executed. It was very clearly a military strategy being used as events unfolded. What I'm saying is that what happened in Seattle was planned, intricately executed, and completely controlled by the higher ups, who have now been arrested and charged with treason. Truly, it is the violent arm of the socialist communist leaders that is funding it, in hopes that the American people are asleep enough and content enough in their materialistic lifestyle that they will not look beyond mainstream media, but just go along with their agenda, which is to destroy our liberty and constitution. Dear ones, don't be asleep. Look deeply into the situation and understand what is really going on in this country. This fight that we are in is for the liberty and constitution and our rights to live according to God's rule. It escapes me how a party claiming to be democratic on the outside but socialist on the inside can get away with such a title. When I was a young girl, my mother was a Democrat, and she voted for JFK. I actually met him in Chicago on a train. I believe he was a true Democrat, and that's why he was assassinated. By the way, we are all in for a shock when we find out that JFK Jr. is still alive and will emerge as a leader supporting President Trump, perhaps even the next vice president. You will be hearing about this very soon, dear ones. There is good reason to believe that JFK Jr. is Q. This should come out into the public domain within the next 8 weeks. In the meantime, what a wonderful job our president is doing. How amazing that he is finally eradicating this terrorizing gang, which, by the way, is highly structured, not like an ordinary street gang. Lord Jesus, please share with me your thoughts this morning. Claire, I am always eager to speak with you, my dove. I have heard your cries and pleas to be more effective in ministry, and I am leading you by the way of lights that I shine upon this world. Make no mistake, I want you to see the progress your president is making, because you have indeed had a share in his success by leading your heart dwellers in prayer for the nation and world. Your prayers are powerful and combined with others amount to a very great force for good. Your president has been challenged on many, many fronts. And because of the tears you shed for this man, along with the tears of thousands of others, he has been greatly strengthened. There is an invisible force for good working for what is right in this country, and it is called grace. Grace has been delivered to the White House in truckloads, if you will, because of the united front of prayer in this country. Bravo, I say to you, children of the light, who have put your hearts into fasting and praying for what is right to triumph. I want you to know firsthand how very significant your commitment to pray for your country has been. Truly, you are a force to be reckoned with, and my desire is that you stay on your feet, in the fray, and on the watch to continue to protect and advance what is right and good. Many poor decisions have been made by those who would destroy this country, and now the light has begun to shine in the darkness, and it can no longer hide their evil doing from the public eye. I know you have prayed very hard for the exposure of corruption in the media, and I want to tell you, my love, it is coming. Continue to pray, but believe me, it is coming. And I want to share with you, heart dwellers, that I'm just so, I don't know how to put it. It is so heartrending and sickening to see how people have swallowed all these lies by the mainstream media and have had their minds formed by these liars. It is unbelievable. And it's been a real source of grief to me because it affects so many people. They don't know what they're saying when they say they hate so-and-so. They hate this or they hate that because they're not informed. They don't have accurate information. They have nothing but lies and propaganda that the American people are being fed lies by these popular news shows. They're being totally formed in their thinking to hate what is good and right. They don't take the time to look beyond what the mainstream media is saying. That entire arm of the mainstream media is in the pay of those who want to subvert our country, steal our democracy and our constitution from us, and make us part of a global movement under the rule of some atheistic leader. Even worse than that, a false prophet claiming to be Jesus. I don't know all the details. All I know is that if they win, this country will be totally destroyed. We will have no more constitutional rights. So please stay awake. Stay awake and look behind the scenes. Don't just listen to mainstream media. In fact, it is so poisonous. I wouldn't listen to it at all. I get my news on the internet. I like to hear it straight from the White House because that's honest and true, or on certain YouTube channels that are reliable. But those in this country who are listening to mainstream media news and soaking it up and believing it are being filled with hatred, lies, and contempt for the good people in this nation. And it's just tragic. So I've been pleading with the Lord, please bring the mainstream media down. Please, Lord, please don't let them keep feeding the people these lies. Please, Lord. And so he's assuring me here. So he said, continue to pray, but believe me, it is coming. I challenge the American people, Jesus continued, to ignore superficial reports and go deeper, go much deeper. Look at what is being done by your lawmakers. Base your decisions on performance, not media blitzes and clever speeches. Go beyond the surface and look at the facts. Your very freedoms are at stake, and unless you act in a responsible manner, you will lose your country and become like other nations that have fallen to communist rule. Christian liberties will be taken from those who have lived in peace all their lives. They will look back and say, what happened? And the answer will be, because you did nothing to stop evil. It took over your country. Because you listened to unreliable and corrupted sources in the news, you did not act to protect what was right. And now you have evil running your nation. Oh, dear God, may that not happen to us. Jesus continued, evil and deception have been running this country for many decades for that very reason. Now light has risen and shone upon the darkness, and it is your fight, your duty, your responsibility to see to it that your freedoms are preserved, even as it is written in the scriptures. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all goodness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God, one mediator also between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. And here's another thing. You know, all of us can have pent-up frustration and anger. And a lot of these movements play on people's frustrations and angers and give them an outlet and a target to blame for their problems. And especially in the summertime when it's hot, tempers run high. And all you have to do is drop a few poisonous thoughts into their mind and they'll begin to hate and foment trouble and speak evilly against good people without even knowing what they're doing because they need an outlet for their frustration and anger. They need someone to blame. So this lying media gives them someone to blame and they go for it. And that's why there was rioting in Seattle and in Minnesota and Portland. I mean, all of this has been staged by highly trained people. This is not just a grassroots movement that is protesting an event. And just as an aside, something you might want to think about, the man they claimed was killed when he was wheeled into the hospital, you'll notice that his legs are missing. Apparently it was a mannequin and the legs had fallen off because you could see his body only went so far. And that man has been involved in the races where those terrible things happened. He was involved in that. And the man that supposedly killed him was involved in that. The military has something called psychological operation, PSYOPs. And the whole point of the training is how to move people, how to affect people to act a certain way. And in the process of doing this, they have people called crisis actors, people who are trained to play dead, trained to supposedly kill someone and that person plays dead and they cart them off and it's a psyop. It's something to stir up attention, to either deflect attention from what's really going on, like for instance, if there are elections going on, they would pull something like that off to get people distracted or for the purpose of starting riots, race riots. So these psyops are planned by evil men and executed, and the media's in on it, and they cause people to become enraged at injustice that was just acted out for them but didn't really happen. And this has been going on for years. And what happened in Minneapolis is exactly that. Sooner or later, we have to wake up to how we're being manipulated psychologically and know that it's never right to riot and destroy stores, break in people's houses and rape them in front of their children. How horrible is that? Sooner or later, we have to know this is coming from an organized group of people who are intent on seeing our nation subverted. That's the whole point. And they want to do it, conquer and divide. Divide and conquer. Turn the government against the people against the government, blacks against whites, Hispanics against blacks, Hispanics against whites. It just goes on and on and on, and it's very manipulative, and it's not the real deal. We live together with black and white people beautifully. Every once in a while, there's a rogue police officer who loses his wits, but some of those guys are crisis actors, and if you pay close attention, you'll see. They appear in many scenarios in the past. They're paid to do that for a living. I understand that one particular crisis actor who's been used a great deal has come forward now and confessed what was going on. I can't give you a reference on that, but if you look on YouTube, you might find him. Okay, enough of that. But I really want you to know, dear ones, don't get manipulated. Don't get affected, manipulated, and go into a rage over something that doesn't even exist. Be smarter than that. The Lord said, continue to pray, my beloved ones. Do not abandon your country to chance by failing to do your part. Lord, what about voter fraud? It seems that the enemy gets away with so much. It almost makes you feel like your vote won't count. It'll be trashed and never get recorded. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but recently a woman was caught dumping all the Republican ballots into a dumpster. She was receiving the early voting mail for people who are not able to go to the polls. And she took all the Republican votes and put them in the dumpster. And she got caught. Can you imagine that? And that is common. That doesn't just happen in one place. That's part of what they've been ordered to do all over the country. So I'm thinking to myself, how in the world is my vote going to matter? How is it going to get recorded? So I asked the Lord, and he said, "Beloved ones, pray for your voting system. I will work wonders against those who would steal, lie, and cheat. If you will intercede with all your hearts, that fraud will be defeated. The dark ones believe they can get away with anything they choose to do, but recent events are proving that they cannot. If you pray, I will defend your vote and see that it gets recorded. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, I say to you, I will protect if you will pray. Pray, pray, pray. Have I not shown myself faithful? Because your nation has been awakened and you pray, I will move on behalf of the truth and not allow the enemy to falsify result. But the burden to pray is upon you. Pray much, then pray more. And then continue to pray. Your prayers are powerful. Lord, this brings another issue to my heart. Forgive me for allowing my faith to weaken. I realize now that much of what I would call apathy and depression in acting on music and other things has sprung from a weakened faith. The Lord answered me, "You have had many assignments against your faith, Claire, many. Now that you recognize where those feelings of oppression and hopelessness are coming from, now that you see how I have moved my hand in your favor time and time again, you have substantial evidence to prove I am who I am, and I am with you and this community and all authentic heart dwellers. I am with you when they deride you, tell lies, and falsify information. I am with you when you feel crushed under a weight of false guilt and condemnation. I am with you when you cry out and I hear you. I am indeed answering all your prayers and proving my faithfulness by recent events. No weapon formed against you will prosper as long as you cling to me, believe in me, obey me, and continue to press into prayer. My people, whether you feel your prayers ascending to the throne room or bouncing off a brick wall, I miss nothing. I see how you are slighted and marginalized because of your faith in me. I see how lying lips testify against you, though you remain innocent. I see how the darkness hovers and attempts to smother your light. I am with you when you stand in the midst of these attacks, and by my grace, you will triumph. These little squabbles over your land, the land I have appointed to you for prayer, the land I purchased with my servants' money, the land that was stolen from you by the unscrupulous, these little squabbles are a part of my staircase to steadfast, immutable, incorruptible faith. In other words, this is boot camp for what is yet to come. I have many assignments for you, and those who are willing to belong completely to me and do my will relentlessly." And here, what the Lord is talking about is that Christian community bought 10 acres of property for us. And we traded 3 of those acres from lumber because the owner had a lumber mill, and we didn't have any way to build without the lumber. So that left us with 7 acres. When he finally handed me the deed, it was for only 2 acres. At the time, we didn't have the money for an attorney, and we were fighting to stay up here in the middle of the winter and have enough feed for the horses and sheep. So we didn't know how to contest it. So that's the reason why we're talking about this now, is that we still only have 2 acres. But the Lord has promised that the 5 acres taken from us will be restored. So moving along, the Lord is talking about those of you who have committed to praying and those of you who are very serious heart dwellers. He said, I have a glorious future for them, though they only seek to know and love me more each day, to be hidden away from the noise of the world and more united with me each day. I have important work for them to do that will determine their stations in heaven. I am showing them my faithfulness by allowing these things to come against you and then showing the strength of my right arm to defeat them. Those who oppose you will be as nothing. They will be shamefaced and embarrassed forever for causing you difficulties. But I want you to understand that what they are trying to do, I have permitted to train you all in faith, and especially my little mother who is being prepared for many trials as she goes forth to Africa, and the little children crying out to me. Claire, the enemy will try to erase from your mind the many victories you have already had. But I will not allow it. Only write down the victories so far and meditate on them when dark clouds accumulate over your head. You will see that every move I have made was in anticipation of the forces of darkness that would come against you. You will see my faithfulness more clearly if you do this. It is a journaling record of your recent past that I wish for you to flesh out in a few paragraphs. This will give you and the others close to you something tangible to read and see how very surgically I have moved against those that opposed you. When these things happen, you lose track of the time and circumstance. That is why I want you to record the events so you can see how I was one step ahead of your enemies all the time. Go now and share this good news with your loved ones. We are winning this battle, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I bless you all, dear ones, who have come here to give me your lives, to do my will. I am with you. Only persevere in what I have called you to. Be obedient from the heart. Continue to love unconditionally, because against this there is no weapon. Know yourself. Do not look at the faults of others. Yours are much worse. Rather, take responsibility for yourself. And as far as others go, be a mother, a father to the souls around you, and look out for their best interests, not yours. In this way, you will triumph over every trap of the flesh which Satan has planned to use against you to bring you down and divide community. I love you. I support you. I am at your right hand, and together we will have the victory over this life and come in shining glory into the next. My blessing is upon you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You will persevere and win the crown I have prepared for you.